This podcast is brought to you by Lanco Group, your business partner for engineering solutions. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
You're listening to Evenings on FNR with Louise Taffer and Athos Syrianos. And we're joined now by former Socceroos captain Paul Wade. Paul, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Oh, that's very kind. That's the nicest thing anyone's said to me today. I could talk for ages with you.
Well, why don't you come into the studio if you're in Melbourne? We'd love to have you.
Absolutely. The next time I'm in Melbourne, I'm going to knock on the door.
That sounds great. Well, Paul, recapping some of the action from last night and from a past player's point of view, after the slow start they had, they must be pretty pleased to have progressed through to the round of 16, which will be an enormous task ahead.
Yeah, you're dead right. It's, I think two out of the three games they started slowly. It was frustrating because I'm thinking, your first touch is awful. Your selection of passes is awful. Now, maybe that's because I was so nervous, because I want these boys to get through. You know, it's easy when you're out there because you're burning energy. But when you're sitting there watching it, you're just banging your head against the wall thinking, I wouldn't have done that. But as the games got going, they seem to settle down, but there's always those moments like this morning when the referee or somebody wants to do something that can upset all the wonderful work that you've done. I mean, that Syrian who dived, the referee who took the bait. We were lucky with Mark Milligan. Honestly, going home in the bus or going back to the hotel in the bus would have been a real buzz for the boys because they'd done the job.
And, Paul, it's funny because in Australia we've always said that we're on the bad end of the stick in tournaments, but last night it seemed as though everything evened out.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you, how lucky was Mark Milligan not to get pinged for that? How lucky were we? You know, I've seen a couple in the, I think it was the Wanderers versus Newcastle, and there was a couple there that you think, no way in the world is that a handball. Well, this was more blatant than that, and he didn't get pinged for it. Look, it's that's football, isn't it? As they say, love that cliche. You win 1 minute, you get beat the next. That's why we all play sport. You just don't know what's going to happen.
Paul, one of the nice moments in the game was, of course, Awa Mabil, who got on the score sheet for the Socceroos. Such a fine finish, and he spoke quite openly about the celebration he made post match and what it meant. Obviously, a wonderful gesture from a player at this level.
Yeah, such a young player with little experience to do the sorts of things he's doing on the park. That's he's showing way above his age. But yeah, this was a clear message of mental health. Now, I've had part of my brain removed. I lived with epilepsy all my life. Once I found out what it was, you know, the scariest thing was believing that I was the only person in the world with it. And living with epilepsy, I'm not saying that I'm anywhere near as depressed as some people, but I totally understand it. It's quite debilitating. And for him, so young, and to be putting his hand up and hand over the face and making a point, well, you and me are talking about it. So he's a winner, which is great.
And his performance on the field, he looks very confident on the ball. He's arguably been Australia's best player in this Asian Cup. Him and Chris Economides have been revelations since coming on. Your thoughts on their ability just to play to their absolute best despite having little experience at international level?
Well, massive tick to Graham Arnold for that, throwing them in there. And we needed somebody, didn't we? And we lose Jednak, our goal scorer, even though he's not put in there to do that. And we lose Tim Cahill. We've got to find somebody else and find somebody quick. And Awa Mabil is, wow. You know, I can't believe when someone's so young, you seem to, well, I remember I just did my job and I went about it as best way I could. But I wasn't going to stand there and say from 25 yards out, I'm taking this free kick like he did. Do you know, that's a young man with a lot of confidence. And even though the free kick was a shocker, and it went 20 yards over the bar, I thought to myself, you know what? If he'd have got the technique right, that would have troubled the goalkeeper. And really, with that sort of confidence, we want to see more of that.
And just on Australia's wingers, the depth is now actually very good with Mabil and Economides doing so well. You've also got Martin Boyle, Matthew Leckie, and even Daniel Arzani. And it looks as though Australia were creating a lot of good chances last night. And the goal scorers and the players to create chances, the list now seems endless.
It does. Very pleasing, isn't it? But some of the chances we're missing, and maybe it's an overreaction. Maybe we're always going to miss these, what I think are simple chances. Maybe that's just in our DNA. I'm not quite sure. But, you know, when I see McLaren miss tap-ins and all these other moments where you think, if you'd have scored that, Graham Arnold would be an absolute genius. It always frustrates me about people in goal-scoring positions who don't, and then the coach gets sacked. You know, it's always been cruel. I guess it always will be, but it's nice to have people. Imagine if you get Moy, Leckie, Naboot, Boyle, Arzani, get all those guns back, and you'd be thinking, you know what? We could win this Asian Cup, but I don't think it's going to happen, honestly. Not because I don't think we've got good players. It's because I have a little bit too much respect for the players we're playing against. They're settled, they're skillful. That's why I don't think we're going to win it. Our victory will be if we get to this semi-final, I think.
And speaking of players who performed very well last night, one of them was Tom Rogic, and he's someone who must have felt as though he had the weight of the country on his shoulders. How do you feel he responded last night, given there was a bit of criticism pointed his way throughout the tournament?
Yeah, I tell you what, he's living with a lot of pressure, isn't he? As soon as we lose Aaron Moy, everyone's going, right, who are we going to pick on now? Who's our playmaker? Who's the one that's going to get us all 3 points? Everybody talked about Rogic, and I don't know, maybe going to sleep at night and living with that pressure, for some people, they crack. And I thought to myself, you know what, maybe he is underperforming because of that pressure, not only that he's putting on himself and always does, but the pressure from us. And I thought, if he just has a good one, we'll leave him alone. Well, I tell you what, last night he had a good one. He totally dominated that game. I'm thinking if Aaron Moy was there and he was there and we're playing defence-splitting passes, it'll be an absolute joy to watch the Socceroos. Not many would stop us with two quality players like that playing the way they play.
And Paul, now that they've won and have a couple of days between the round of 16 fixture, what will they be doing in camp, and what do you think the message from Graham Arnold will be moving forward?
Well, that bus ride, I love the bus ride home after a good game, a successful game, because it's noisy, because there's lots of laughter. People are thinking about their own performances, but they're thinking about all the good things that happened. You get off the bus, you get to the hotel, you pack your gear, it's pretty quiet because there's only two of you in the room, but then you go downstairs and you're in for a meal, and the noise is buzzing again. It's a great place to be if you're a footballer of any kind when you win. Fortunately, the great thing is about football, in fact, any sport, is the next training session. That's when it all starts again. That's where Graham Arnold won't be laughing and joking, because he knows, A, he's got to get their feet back on the ground, and B, they've got to be on the same wavelength to perform the way they did. He might change the tactic. It's a different game, a different team, different tactics, different players. It's start again. And once they do that, the process will start again.
And just on that, Paul, one of the things Mark Rudin said in his press conference after the game this week was the significance of celebrating the little wins and the little milestones that the team achieved. As a player, how significant is that just to the morale and the way the team tracks?
I think it's not just winning the game. It's hearing from a teammate, hey, well done. And that just builds you up like you wouldn't believe. And every tackle that you make, you just think to yourself, yeah. And every great pass you play, yeah. And they're the sorts of things that you've got to, don't worry about the result. It's all about the performance. I've always thought, you worry about the performance, the outcome will take care of itself. It's those that worry about, oh, we're going to lose, or we're going to, that eventually get beat because they're too worried about the outcome. Every pass, every tackle, every header, every bit of information you give to another player, every word of encouragement to other players, their victories in my mind. It's what I lived for. I don't know what everybody else does, but I live for that, just for that moment.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for coming on Evenings on FNR, and it's been an absolute delight to hear your insight, and we look forward to chatting to you again sometime soon.
Absolutely. Anytime you like. Keep up the good work, guys. See ya.
Thanks for that, Paul. That's former Socceroos captain Paul Wade joining us on Evenings on FNR and giving us some great insight as to how the players would be feeling now and what they might need moving forward into the tough round of 16.